report.
Probably wanted to wake up Ben.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Mr. Gordy is, but I think there he is right there. Okay, our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-41, Captain's Grant Homeowners Association Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a GR General Residential District in Indian River 100, Sussex County, converting a 31,047 square foot lot into a single family lot. This lot was formerly a maintenance area within the subdivision, located north of Captain's Way, 250 feet east of Harford Court within Captain's Grant subdivision, which is located on 297 outside of Oak Orchard. Anyone here on behalf of the application? Let's be party present.
Okay. Would you like to come forward, please?
My name is Robert King. I'm the president of the Captain's Grant Homeowners Association, also adjacent property owner to the maintenance lot. The reason we wanted to convert this lot is because we have no use for a maintenance lot, because we sub out all of our maintenance to different contractors for the lawn mowing and the road repairs, and all that's subcontracted out. And we do not have any swimming pools or any of that, anything of that nature to use a maintenance lot. So in order to get some funds to pave our roads, you know, it's a private development. It was that way, and they only had surface treatment on the roads. You know, the county didn't require too good of a road when they sub that division. I think it was 1985 or so, or 83. They didn't have such good road maintenance specs. So the homeowners have to maintain these roads, and we have to pave them. So, you know, as you know, the price of roads these days is pretty extensive. So this would be a part, would help us in some way if we could have this lot as a building lot, and we could sell it, put a house on it, and use that money for the maintenance of our roads. We put this out as a maintenance ballot, and to the members of the Homeowners Association, and we had 159 for and 5 opposed to selling the lot for the road system. We had some. This was over our 60% that the covenants require to do this sort of thing. That's about it. Is there any questions?
Well, we'll find out. Mr. Johnson, have any questions?
Yes, sir. How many total lots are there currently in the Captain's Grant?
253.
And you had how many that signed the petition in favor?
159 opposed, 4 and 5 opposed. So that's 164. Which the 60% of the 253 would be 151.8 votes that we needed to pass it.
And is that something that's been submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission?
It was submitted with the application, yes.
And I'm assuming that lot is currently owned by the association?
Yes.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
So this money would, if it was approved, it would just go into the Homeowners Association?
Into the Homeowners Association's fund for roads.
For roads. It would be dedicated for roads.
Okay.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
I guess a question for Mr. Lank. Mr. Lank, if a lot were created here, that would create additional property taxes for the county?
Yes, it would.
Yep.
And it'd be up to the applicant to establish a cost basis for this and pay taxes if you were to sell this lot?
Yes. Right now, it's just a maintenance lot for, we don't pay taxes on it now, so it's a part of the overall neighborhood. So it would be a tax revenue for the county if it is passed for the, as a building lot.
I have a question, which you may not have an answer, but I'm just curious. Did you get a feel for the essence of the opposition by the five people that did vote against this?
No.
No.
This was five people against, so we didn't, you know, they didn't show any real idea. Some people are just against anything you do anyway, so.
That's not been my experience, but. Thank you. No other
questions. We found that in our neighborhood to do.
Mr. Lank, any questions?
No question. The commission will have to decide if they approve this lot as whether or not it may need a variance. It's already been approved as a maintenance area lot. It was noted to be non-residence. It is 31,000 square feet, but it only has 50-foot of frontage. So you could consider that 50-foot access as a street.
That's a right-of-way to get to it, yes.
I know.
That's what you need these days is a 50-foot right-of-way. It's considered an outlot.
I know that, sir.
Yeah.
I'm trying to point something out to the commission.
Right.
It's a 50-foot access, and you'd have to determine if that would be considered a street per se. It wouldn't be a buildable area, but it's not wide enough to be built.
Right.
Okay. All you need is a driveway for one half.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Lank?
No.
Okay. Scouts.
No, sir.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No.
All right, then. We thank you, sir. If you'll take a seat, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-41, Captain's Grant Homeowners Association Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-41? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.